Embarking on the Obamacare enrollment period journey can seem daunting. From grasping the essentials of the special enrollment period to discerning the consequences of being uninsured and unveiling the financial aid avenues at your disposal, this guide is designed to simplify and streamline your understanding. Dive in to navigate the Obamacare enrollment period with newfound clarity and assurance. 1. Understanding the Obamacare enrollment period. Every year, a significant portion of Americans turn to search engines with one pressing question: when is the Obamacare enrollment period? This period is the cornerstone of the U.S. healthcare system's enrollment process, allowing individuals and families to secure or adjust their health coverage. The core essence of the Obamacare enrollment period. Introduced by the Affordable Care Act, ACA, and popularly known as Obamacare, the Open Enrollment Period, OEP, is a designated timeframe during which individuals can either enroll in or make changes to their health insurance plans available on the federal or state-based exchanges. It's a window of opportunity, and missing it could mean postponing essential health coverage for another year unless certain life circumstances arise. For the upcoming year, the Obamacare enrollment period spans from November 1, 2023, to January 15, 2024 for most states using the federal ACA exchange. This specific period is the golden chance for those seeking to either initiate or modify their health insurance plans. The paramount importance of the enrollment period. Understanding and acting within the Obamacare enrollment period is of paramount importance. It's the prime time for individuals to evaluate available health plans, make necessary comparisons, and select an option that best resonates with their health needs and financial capabilities. As healthcare plans undergo yearly modifications, including variations in premiums, services covered, and deductibles, the OEP becomes a critical period to adapt and select the most suitable coverage. Moreover, since the federal penalty associated with not having health insurance was eliminated in 2019, it's even more vital for individuals to be proactive. Without the looming penalty, there's a risk of overlooking this crucial timeframe, which could lead to gaps in health coverage. Venturing beyond the standard period, SEPs. Outside the primary Obamacare enrollment period, there exists a lifeline known as the special enrollment periods, SEPs. These are unique windows triggered by life-altering events like getting married, the birth of a child, or unexpectedly losing health coverage. Recognizing and capitalizing on an SEP can be a game-changer, providing another shot at obtaining or adjusting health insurance outside the primary OEP. 2. What happens if you miss the Obamacare enrollment period? Every year, the Obamacare enrollment period arrives as a beacon of opportunity for Americans to secure or modify their health insurance. But life can be unpredictable, and there's a chance some individuals might miss this vital window. The question then arises, what if I miss the open enrollment period? Let's dive deep into the repercussions and the alternatives available. The consequences of missing the Obamacare enrollment period. The open enrollment period, OEP, facilitated by the Affordable Care Act, ACA, or Obamacare, is the designated timeframe for enrolling in, re-enrolling, or making adjustments to health insurance plans. If you miss this period, the immediate consequence is clear: you won't be able to enroll in or change your health plan through the ACA for that particular year. This could leave you without health coverage, potentially risking high medical expenses should unforeseen health issues arise. The lifeline, special enrollment periods, SEPs. Thankfully, the ACA has provisions for those who miss the primary enrollment window. Enter the special enrollment period, SEP. The SEP is designed to accommodate significant life changes or circumstances, also termed as qualifying life events. These events might include scenarios like marriage, the birth or adoption of a child, losing other health coverage, or experiencing a substantial shift in income. If you encounter a qualifying life event, you're granted a 60-day period to enroll in or change your health plan outside the standard Obamacare enrollment period. This flexibility ensures that significant life changes don't leave you stranded without appropriate health coverage. Considering short-term health insurance. Another avenue to explore if you've missed the OEP is short-term health insurance. These plans are not as comprehensive as standard health insurance plans offered through the ACA, but they can provide a temporary safety net. It's essential to note, however, that short-term plans typically do not cover pre-existing conditions and may not provide the same level of benefits as ACA-compliant plans. But they can be a viable stopgap solution until the next Obamacare enrollment period rolls around. Exemptions and the risk of going uninsured. While SEPs and short-term insurance are potential options, some might find themselves without any coverage. Going uninsured carries inherent risks, especially if unforeseen medical emergencies arise. Before 2019, not having health insurance also meant facing a penalty at tax time. Though the federal penalty has been eliminated, it's crucial to remember that some states still impose penalties for going uninsured. Preparation is key. Stay informed for the next round. If you've missed the Obamacare enrollment period, it's vital to mark your calendar for the next one. Staying informed and being proactive can ensure that you don't find yourself in the same situation again. Health insurance is a significant aspect of financial and personal well-being, so keeping abreast of enrollment dates and requirements is paramount. 3. Navigating the special enrollment period. The Obamacare enrollment period stands as a vital timeframe for many Americans looking to secure or adjust their health insurance coverage. But what happens when life's unpredictability causes you to miss this crucial window? The healthcare landscape offers a lifeline known as the Special Enrollment Period, SEP. Let's unravel the intricacies of how to qualify for an SEP, ensuring you're not left in the lurch. The essence of the Special Enrollment Period. While the standard Obamacare enrollment period offers a broad opportunity for Americans to select or modify their health plans, the special enrollment period acts as a supplementary window, catering to those who undergo significant life changes. But not all life events qualify. Understanding the criteria is paramount to taking advantage of the SEP. Qualifying life events. At the heart of the special enrollment period are qualifying life events. These are specific circumstances or changes in your life that can make you eligible to apply for health insurance outside the standard Obamacare enrollment period. Key qualifying life events include 1. Loss of health coverage. This could be due to job loss, aging out of a parent's plan at 26, expiration of COBRA coverage, or losing eligibility for Medicaid or CHIP. 2. Household changes. Oh, marriage. Gaining a spouse allows you to access the SEP. Oh, childbirth, adoption, or foster care, adding a new family member gives you a window to adjust your health coverage. Oh, divorce or legal separation, resulting in a loss of health insurance can grant you SEP eligibility. Oh, death, if someone on your marketplace plan passes away, making you ineligible for your current health plan. 3. Residence changes, moving to a new home in a different zip code or county, moving to the U.S. from a foreign country or a U.S. territory, or moving to or from the place you attend school as a student can qualify you for SEP. 4. Other qualifying events, gaining citizenship, leaving incarceration, or starting or ending service as an AmeriCorps member can also open the SEP window. It's imperative to note that these life events must have occurred within the last 60 days for you to qualify for an SEP. Documentation, proof of your qualifying life event. Merely experiencing a qualifying life event isn't enough. The marketplace requires evidence. For instance, if you've gotten married, a marriage certificate might be necessary. If you've lost health coverage due to job loss, documentation from your previous employer could be required. Being prepared with the necessary documents expedites the SEP application process. The duration of the special enrollment period. Upon experiencing a qualifying life event, you typically have 60 days before or 60 days after the event to enroll in a plan. If you miss this window, you'll have to wait until the next Obamacare enrollment period or meet another qualifying event. 4. The implications of skipping health insurance. Are there penalties? Navigating the U.S. healthcare landscape, especially during the Obamacare enrollment period, is crucial for many reasons. One of the primary concerns that individuals often grapple with is the potential repercussions of not having health insurance. So, the question arises, are there penalties for not having health insurance? Let's delve into the current regulations and the history behind these penalties. The origin of the health insurance penalty. When the Affordable Care Act, ACA, commonly referred to as Obamacare, was initially rolled out, it introduced the concept of the individual mandate. This mandate was designed to ensure that all Americans had health insurance coverage. The rationale behind it was straightforward: with more people insured, the overall costs of healthcare could be distributed more evenly, potentially lowering costs for everyone. To enforce the individual mandate, a penalty system was established. Those who did not secure health insurance during the Obamacare enrollment period and did not qualify for an exemption would be required to pay a fine when filing their annual taxes. Changes to the penalty over the years. The penalty for not having health insurance was initially set as a fixed amount or a percentage of household income, whichever was higher. Over the years, this penalty increased, reaching its peak in 2018. However, significant changes were on the horizon. In 2017, the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act was signed into law, which effectively reduced the federal penalty to $0 starting in 2019. This change meant that while the individual mandate technically still existed on paper, there was no longer a federal penalty associated with it. State-specific penalties. Though the federal government no longer imposes a penalty for not having health insurance, several states have implemented their own state-level individual mandates. These states have established penalties to ensure that their residents maintain health coverage, aiming to stabilize local insurance markets and keep premiums in check. States like California, Massachusetts, New Jersey, and the District of Columbia, among others, have their own penalties for residents who go uninsured. The specifics of these penalties vary from state to state, often based on household income or a fixed amount. Avoiding the penalty. Even during the years when the federal penalty was in full effect, there were several exemptions available. Individuals undergoing financial hardship, certain religious groups, and those without coverage for less than 3 consecutive months in a year were among the exempt categories. Today, while state-specific penalties exist, these states also offer their own set of exemptions, mirroring many of the original federal criteria. 5. Financial assistance for health insurance. In today's healthcare landscape, ensuring that health insurance is both accessible and affordable is of paramount importance. Many individuals, when gearing up for the Obamacare enrollment period, often wonder, "Can I get financial assistance to help pay for my insurance?" Thankfully, the U.S. healthcare system has mechanisms in place to assist those in need. Making insurance affordable. The Affordable Care Act, ACA, or Obamacare was instituted not only to expand access to health insurance but also to make it financially attainable. The ACA brought forth financial help options that can significantly reduce the cost burden for eligible individuals and families. Premium tax credits, lowering monthly costs. One of the primary forms of assistance available is the premium tax credits. These subsidies are aimed at decreasing the monthly premium costs for those who qualify. Eligibility is typically determined by household size and income. If your income falls between 100% and 400% of the federal poverty level, there's a good chance you might be eligible. These credits can be a game changer for many, making previously unaffordable plans well within reach. Cost-sharing reductions, minimizing out-of-pocket expenses. Beyond the monthly premiums, out-of-pocket expenses can also be a concern. Enter cost-sharing reductions, CSRs. These reductions target the additional costs associated with healthcare, such as deductibles and copayments. To be eligible for CSRs. 1. Your income must be between 100% and 250% of the federal poverty level. 2. You must be eligible for premium tax credits. 3. You must enroll in a Silver plan during the enrollment period. It's crucial to understand that while CSRs help reduce out-of-pocket costs, they don't impact the monthly premium. Medicaid and CHIP, comprehensive coverage for low-income households. For those in challenging financial situations, Medicaid and the Children's Health Insurance Program, CHIP, are available. Medicaid offers coverage to various groups, including some low-income adults, children, and the elderly. Meanwhile, CHIP focuses on providing coverage for children and families that don't qualify for Medicaid but cannot afford private insurance. Both programs are pivotal in ensuring that financial challenges don't prevent individuals and families from accessing the healthcare they need. Empower your health choices with TMT Insurance's Obamacare expertise. As you've journeyed through the crucial facets of the Obamacare enrollment period, the importance of informed decision-making becomes clear. At TMT Insurance, we're dedicated to guiding you every step of the way, ensuring that your health coverage aligns with your needs and circumstances. Discover how our tailored Obamacare offerings can provide not just insurance, but peace of mind. Step into a healthier future with TMT Insurance by your side. Your well-being deserves nothing but the best.